Mike, what are we up to this week?
Well, Stephen, in just a few days, if you're hearing this in July of 2024, we're going to be hosting the largest ever Relay FM live show in the hometown, my hometown, not the hometown, in the hometown of me, to mark the 10th anniversary of our podcast network.
I'm coming to London, baby.
You sure are, and so are many others. To mark this occasion, we thought that we would speak a little bit about the theatre that we're going to be using for the event. It was called the, quote, most beautiful theatre in London by The Guardian in 2006. Did you know that?
After research, yes.
Did you know that?
It's on all their email signatures. How can you not know? No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So this is what the kids call synergistic cross-promotion. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, the show's in a few days. We may have like very few number tickets left. There's a link in the show notes. If not, I'm sorry. We'll see you next time.
So let's talk about the theater, the Hackney Empire.
Yes.
It was built in 1901, designed by English architect Frank Matcham, whose name appears on many music halls and theaters throughout the UK.
His photo on Wikipedia is awesome. He had some amazing beard mustache situations going on.
Should we both try and get it going for the live show?
I'm already there, buddy.
The Matcham mustache? Matcham originally designed the building to be a music hall, and for years that was its main purpose, with acts like Charlie Chaplin, W.C. Fields, Louis Armstrong, Stanley Holloway, Stan Laurel, Mary Lloyd, and Julie Andrews all performing there. Over time, the space was updated to show films and live theater in addition to musical acts.
And this building was really impressive in its day. It was built in just 38 weeks, which does not seem like enough time to build a theater to me.
Times are different, man. Times are different, you know?
Fewer safety meetings in 1901. Uh-huh. It featured electric lights and steel beam construction.
The venue's location on Mare Street was home to the Britannia Pub, which was nearly destroyed during World War II, but the theater sustained very little damage during the Blitz.
In the 1950s, a television company named ATV bought the theater and used it to produce and film programs, but this gave way to bingo and wrestling matches in the 1960s, put on by the Mecca Leisure Group, a British firm that ran nightclubs, hotels, bingo halls, theme parks, and even franchised Hard Rock Cafe locations.
People from the UK will be very familiar with Mecca Bingo. It's a thing that still exists today. This does make me a little bit sad, having seen the Hackney Empire, to think that it was used for some of these kinds of events. I mean, like, they actually turned the stage into a restaurant, which is just flat out wrong.
Are we going to have wrestling during our live show?
I can't say. I mean, there is a championship belt, which may make an appearance.
The history of Hackney Empire is going to get sadder before it gets better. In the 1980s, Mecca was losing money on the building, which at this point needed substantial repair work, and offered it for sale to a touring theater group for a mere £1,000.
It was clear that the group was in over their heads at this point, so actor-manager Roland Muldoon launched a campaign to save the theater. He raised enough money to reopen it as a theater in 1986, and that's where we'll leave it until after this break.
This episode of Ungenius is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, you can stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything, products, services, and even the content you create. Squarespace has everything you need, all in one place, all on your terms. You can start a completely personalized website with their new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, one that's tailored to your brand or business and optimized for every device. And then easily launch your website and get discovered quickly with integrated optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and can grow the way you want. You can also integrate flexible payments to make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. Accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. With Squarespace, you can also stand out in any inbox using their email campaigns. You can make outreach automatic with email marketing tools that engage your community, drive sales, and simplify audience management. Introduce your brand or business to unlimited new subscribers with flexible email templates. Then create custom segments to send targeted campaigns. Built-in analytics are there to measure the impact of every send. I've been building on Squarespace forever, and I continue to do so because this is the best option out there. Starting from scratch, or you're rejuvenating a brand that's maybe needs some work, wherever you are on that spectrum, Squarespace is the right choice because all these tools are integrated, they're built in, they work together, they know about each other, and it means you can build something really comprehensive that looks awesome, and it's not killing you to do it. It doesn't take that much time, and it's really easy to do. Head on over to squarespace.com and sign up for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/ungeniust to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain name. That's squarespace.com/ungeniust. And when you decide to sign up, to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for this, your favorite podcast. Our thanks to Squarespace for their support of Ungeniust and all of Relay FM.
All right, so we're in 1986. The Hackney Empire has been reopened as a theatre and music venue, and it quickly became home to the alternative comedy scene in London.
This was a style of comedy popular in the 80s that pushed back against the sexism and racism often found in the material of mainstream comics in the UK at the time.
And to this day, the Hackney Empire is a real home for comedy.
Like, yeah.
We're sandwiched in between a bunch of really famous and popular British comedians, which is kind of incredible to see on all the posters.
I'm trying to break into the market, baby.
Well, I'll give you your type five. If you can prepare it, you can have it. I'll put it into the runner show.
Thank you.
Even as its business grew and expanded, the building was showing signs of age. Under the ownership of the Mecca Group, the two domes that are atop the building became unstable and had to be removed. But the Hackney Council ordered them to be repaired and reinstalled, as the building is what's known as a Grade 2 listed building, which means it is a particularly important building of more than special interest. And when you have a graded building in the UK, or a listed building, as they're often known, it means you cannot make significant changes to the building without there being some kind of approval.
Yeah, here in the States, we have like the National Historic Registry of Buildings, mm-hmm. I think it's called. And it's a very similar thing. It's like, this building is important historically. You can't screw around with it. You have to take care of it and honor its history. So the dome issue was cleared up. But in 2001, the venue was closed for a £17 million refurbishment that took 3 years to complete. 38 weeks to build the building.
Yeah.
3 years to fix the building 100 years
maybe
later.
Maybe when you build a building in 38 weeks, it inherently takes 3 years to change it around, you know?
I saw pictures of this online. So in the show notes, I have lots of links beyond Wikipedia. And there's a photo of like a backhoe digger, some big machinery, like in the theater, mm-hmm. and there's dirt. It's wild. Like,
how'd they get it in there? Maybe they built it inside.
Maybe it's still there.
Check under your seats, everyone. You might find it. The restoration included the addition of a 60-seat orchestra pit, a rebuilt stage, an expanded rigging system, and so much more. And the building's facade was updated and modernized, while its footprint was expanded to include a studio theater, educational, and hospitality facilities. I will mention, if you're coming to the live show, it's really easy to miss the one of the sides of the building where they've done this beautiful brickwork that says Hackney Empire on the side. I'd been to this theater multiple times before I saw it, because if you just focused on the door, you miss it. So take a moment to like cross the street and take a look at the theater, because you can see every pound that went into this theater. It's stunning.
A listener sent me a painting of the building when we announced the live show. I got it hanging in my office.
I think technically it was sent to Relay FM's PO box, but you said it was for you. I think that's how that happened.
Well, I mean, I do check the PO box.
Let's cut it in half, and you have half, and I'll have half.
Pull a Solomon. Today, Hackney Empire hosts shows of all types. You mentioned comedy. Obviously, it's huge in the tech podcasting scene with us.
Massive. Mm-hmm.
And it is run as a charity with a focus on making the performing arts accessible to everyone.
We hope that we'll see you there in just a couple of days.
Absolutely. If you want to learn more about Hackney Empire, there's a bunch of links in the show notes. They're on the web at relay.fm/ungenius/216. There you can also submit feedback. Send us your favorite Wikipedia topic and it will go on the list for future episodes. And Mike, I'm going to see you in just a few days. So until then, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.